As the dust settles over this weekend's election, we take a look at the results of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. Joining us this morning is HPR's Ku'u'baby Hiraishi with the results.
Aloha, Catherine. Good morning.
Yeah, so how was it?
It looks like that official or that original pool of about two dozen candidates was shrunk down to 10 thanks to the primary election. So there are five seats open on the nine-member Board of Trustees for Office of Hawaiian Affairs. Right now, in the Oahu race, a big surprise, Kale'akaka, young blood, Kamehameha School employee, ended up at the top of that race over veteran government official Esther Kia'aina. Now, there was like 5,000 votes between the two of them, but that was a surprise to many, and I think that idea of name recognition was really the name of the game in both races, not just the Oahu race. But in talking to Esther about this sort of that idea of name recognition and how it impacts her race and what she's going to do next, she really was thinking that she wants to bring in people who want to know what the issues are about and those who are participating in the race.
I think the best course of action for my campaign is to get our message out to those who participate.
Oh, very nice.
So I don't believe that the non-participation is actually going to impact any one of us. I think what we need to do is for those who decide they're going to participate, we all need to go after those voters, especially for those who voted for other candidates, and educate them about who is the best qualified candidate.
Now, the other issue that she kind of touched on was this idea of blank votes. I don't know if anybody was paying attention. More than, I think, a half a million blank votes in the Oahu race this election. That's more than any other race. And this is nothing new to the Office of Hawaiian Affairs races. A lot of the candidates really struggle with trying to get their names out and trying to figure out how to make that blank vote an actual vote. So those will be some for Esther. She was saying she's going to just focus on folks that already voted or who already are engaged in the process. But for William Ayla, Deputy Director over at Department of Hawaiian Homelands, who's running for the at-large seat, he was saying that he wanted to find those are the cream of the crop that they want to go after for the general election. So in the at-large race, the top six vote getters are 15 candidates. The top six move on to the general and challenging incumbents. So there are three incumbents in this race. Is always the hardest thing to do, but the results proved to show that was the case. So the top three vote getters, again, Oahu trustees John Waihe the Fourth, Ahu Isa, and Rowena Akana, all winning at the top of that. But Bill Ayla got in. Also, Fei Hanohano, a former state legislator, made the cut. And then Brendan Kale'aina Lee, he's an up-and-coming civic club member and leader. So the six of them will go on into the general election. But a lot of getting the blank vote and also the name recognition has always been a tough thing for Oahu candidates. So back in 2013, the state legislature changed the rules to allow for primaries, because before that it was just a runoff in the general and hardly anybody would vote. And when they did look at the ballot, they didn't know who to vote for, so they just kind of picked whoever looked familiar. And so part of the response from seeing the results in this primary was there needs to be even more change, because even in the primary, people are still voting for name recognition, and there are still a number of blank votes. So spoke again to Esther Kia'aina about some of the changes that she thinks needs to be had.
There is a lot of concern in the community and among lawmakers that the system does not provide for equity among all candidates, given the fact that it's statewide. So I believe that there should be discussions with the Oahu trustees, the current Oahu trustees, the community, and, of course, the appropriate leaders, the legislature, on what changes might be necessary to further improve the system.
So she, that idea of sort of name recognition really played out in sort of a county by county. So if you look at the Oahu results by county, Fei Hanohano over on the Big Island, she took a lot more votes there. The, you know, Hawaii Island voters really carried her to put her into the running for the general election. Same thing with Bill Aila, who's on Oahu resident. A lot of Oahu voters had him on their ballot. But elsewhere, Kauai and Maui, they didn't really know these candidates because mm-hmm. they're not really familiar with them. So having that statewide campaign is really tough.
I'm just curious, did Esther think that the spread between her and the next candidate, with Akaka, did that surprise her at all? Because that's, you know, some folks in that mind, in their mind, is it's kind of a legacy vote, right, for her father.
Yes. So it did surprise her at first, but when she thought about the idea of name recognition and, of course, the late Senator Daniel Akaka, it made sense to her. And I think I also heard from Anel Almara, the president of the Association of Hawaiian Civic Clubs, who said the same thing. You know, she heard from a lot of her friends and family saying that, you know, I voted for her because she was, we thought that Senator Akaka was a great politician, and if she's got that same bloodline and the same sort of mannerisms and
the values,
political will and value, mm-hmm. then I should vote for her too.
And what do you make of the incumbents kind of hanging onto their seats because there was a negative audit? The brouhaha over the lawsuits and the spending.
It was definitely a big surprise, especially since a lot of the candidates who were trying to challenge these incumbents were putting this campaign rhetoric about restoring trust and accountability. So to see the three trustees, incumbents, come out on top was sort of a nod in the direction of, okay, maybe Oha's doing all right, or Oha's doing fine. We don't need to change it up. And that's what I kind of took away from seeing them at the top.
Yeah, all very interesting.
Yes.
So we'll see what happens in the general.
Yes.
All right, Kuvei Hirishi, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That was our reporter, Kuvei Hirishi, with the snapshot of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs. I'm Catherine Cruz, and this is The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio.